Folks, welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick. We have had the recent firing of Harbaugh, of course, and people have strong feelings, often very polarized feelings about it, but there's certainly a lot of people who are ready to see it happen. One of the things that I'm finding kind of frustrating is the amount of stomping on the grave, dancing on the grave, don't let the door hit you on the way out. And frankly, a lot of the non-recognition of Harbaugh's accomplishments. Rob Long said something very poignant about that on Twitter the other day. So we wanted to bring him in to talk about it. There's no one who has their hands on the pulse of the Baltimore sports talk community more than Rob, who has to field a lot of your calls directly. Rob, how you doing?
Thank you very much, Ken. How you doing, man? Doing well.
Life is good. So, talk to me about your observations just of how the fans are treating Harbaugh on the way out the door.
I think it's disrespectful. The man has won with almost 70 games over 500 in his career. It's hard to win games in the National Football League, and he's done it well. He won a Super Bowl. He's a perennial playoff contender. And you know me, Kenny. We've had conversations on and off air. I'm not the biggest John Harbaugh fan. However, I'm respectful. I'm respectful of what he's done and what he's accomplished. And, you know, I've coached college basketball before, and I know how on that level, how tough it is to win. I can only imagine how tough it is to win in the National Football League. To suggest that you're winning despite Harbaugh is laughable. What he did before Lamar was outstanding. And then he struggled a little bit with Joe Flacco. He was 4-5 in Lamar's rookie year. And all of a sudden, he puts Lamar Jackson in because Joe Flacco's hurt, and they go 10-6. During that time, that seven starts, Lamar went 6-1. He completed 58% of his passes, and he had a passer rating of 84.5. He was a tremendous athlete. He could run the football. He could make a difference with his legs. Many coaches would have said, let's do that. Let's figure out a way to let Lamar do that, and you know we can win games with that. You roll the dice because that's lazy. That's what lazy coaches do. Lamar Jackson came back in 2019 and had 1,000 yards rushing. Stop there. No, you don't stop there because the young man came back and he completed a large percentage of his passes, 66% of his passes, 36 touchdowns and only 6 interceptions, and a passer rating of 113.3 en route to winning his first MVP in the National Football League. What does that do? Well, why is that a big deal for John Harbaugh? Let's be honest. We've seen young black quarterbacks who are super athletic, who are put in a box. You run, you do this, you do that, we'll throw sporadically. We've seen that before. We've seen young quarterbacks have hard times developing because they're going through identity crisis because they are so athletic. You know, I believe you see that in the new with the New York Jets and the Pittsburgh Steelers, the young quarterback out of Ohio State. I think we've seen that before. Mm-hmm. But with Lamar Jackson, he's in a system, the head coach that says, we're going to let you develop as a quarterback and use those God-given abilities and gifted talents to be above a step above all other quarterbacks. Lamar Jackson is the guy that, in my opinion, changed the position of quarterback in the National Football League. Never have we heard 40 times relevant for quarterbacks, but they are because everybody wants the next Lamar.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. And Lamar's success has you know, opened up a lot of doors. But if you look back before him, you've mentioned Cordell Stewart in the past as a good, he's not really a comp for Lamar Jackson because he didn't have nearly Lamar Jackson's talent. But how did they find that out? Well, John Harbaugh created Revolution Baltimore, as he called it, in 2019. He said, we're going to build this offense completely around him. A lot of people didn't like Greg Roman. Greg Roman was the perfect first offensive coordinator for Lamar Jackson. And they developed, you know, the pistol run scheme was all basically keeping Jackson healthy by running him to the outside. Then they changed it, and they ran him to the inside more, and they took more risk with his health. But Lamar's own commitment to this, I don't want to minimize that in any way. Lamar went every year to his guru and brought new things to camp every year, but Harbaugh was a huge part of letting Lamar be Lamar. And I think for most of their time, I'm not sure if they still have the greatest relationship. It seems still good, but he and Lamar had an unbelievably good relationship.
You said it best. You said it the way I say it. He allowed Lamar to be Lamar. He didn't make Lamar. I don't think John Harbaugh will claim that. He didn't make Lamar. But it's a difference in allowing a player to beat themselves. Can I give you a player that plays another position that I believe suffered with identity crisis? Reggie Bush.
Okay.
Reggie Bush had identity crisis. Is he a receiver? Is he a running back? But you know what the Atlanta Falcons do? They let B. John Robinson be B. John Robinson. Reggie Bush wasn't offered that. No one knew what to do with Reggie Bush because he was ahead of his time. Now fast forward to 2024, 2025. Now the NFL has changed. You have B. John Robinson, who is allowed to be both. You have Christian McCaffrey, who is allowed to be both. Lamar Jackson, in another time for another coach, would not have been allowed to be what he is right now. At one point, the all-time leader in passer rating and the 1,000-yard rushes multiple times. That takes a coach who understands what he has. And you know, Lamar, the reason why Lamar went out and got with his guru and became a better passer because he knew what the expectations were. The expectations is for you to be an efficient passer.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.com. For some, summer is their favorite season. Travel picks up, kids are out of school, and adventure is the focus. For others, juggling it all can be tough, can make you feel overwhelmed, and can make you count down the minutes until the kids are back in school. I know I look forward to summer as a time to take a break, but as a self-employed person, time spent away from my work is time I stress over wasting. That's where BetterHelp comes in. BetterHelp is a quality therapist who work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the U.S. BetterHelp does the initial therapist matching for you so you can focus on your therapy goals. A short questionnaire helps identify your needs and preferences, and their 12-plus years of experience and industry-leading match fulfillment rate means they typically get it right on the first time. If you aren't happy with your match, switch to a different therapist at any time. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally, and it works. With an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session, based on 1.7 million client reviews. You don't have to say yes to everything this summer. Find support in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com. That's betterhelp.com.
A better than average passer, a prolific passer. Those were the expectations. Imagine a young man like that, 22, 23 years old, without those expectations. And now all of a sudden, you know, to me, you know how it is, Ken. When young players, you put high expectations on them. You let them know you expect big things from them. All of a sudden, they start manifesting that. All of a sudden, they start becoming that. Say what you want to say about John Harbaugh, but I believe the culture that he created around Lamar with those expectations allowed Lamar to become what Lamar Jackson is right now.
Yeah, I'm with you entirely. You've got another good examples there. There haven't been very many quarterbacks have even been great running backs, great running quarterbacks who have not only been given the chance, but Michael Vick, for example, is a player certainly given the chance to play and given multiple chances even after, you know, came back from time off out of the game. But in terms of what the Falcons did for him to build the offense around him, it's nothing like what the Ravens did for Lamar. It's nothing like it. Randall Cunningham is a guy who got a lot of chances.
That's a perfect example. Example. And again.
Yeah. And then I'm trying to think of another.
I believe it goes back to that word expectations, Ken. What were the expectations?
Who are we talking about now? Of Michael Vick or of who?
Michael Vick.
Yeah. So, I think the expectations
Michael Vick. What were the expectations of him?
I think that he'd be a running quarterback, that he brings some of the magic and they get what they could out of him. But I don't think they really tried to figure out how can we maximize him by the personnel around him. I think the Ravens did a wonderful job with that. And I hope, you know, this is a lesson. All of the people who are just saying these awful things about Harbaugh in terms of don't let the door hit you on the way out and good riddance, should have been fired 5 years ago, all that BS. I mean, I hope this is not going to happen with Lamar too. If he's traded 4 years from now, you know, and that day may come someday. I hope it never does. But if he ever leaves the Ravens, I hope we're not manufacturing reasons why he left. I hope we're not doing that. And I don't want to see it for any player.
I hope you're right as well because he deserves more. He's got to turn this franchise around. Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you, Ken. You know, congratulations to Harbaugh for what he's done with this organization over 18 years. I wish him the best. And again, you know me, I'm not the biggest Harbaugh fan around. At the same time, I respect what he does. You don't have to like people. It's to respect. When you win that many games and do what you did as a head coach in the National Football League, I could do nothing but respect you, and I respect the job that he did in almost two decades.
Yeah. Well, that's a great way to close this out. I want to ask you one more question while you're here, because I think of you guys on the Big Bad Morning Show, but this is more you guys than even the other guys during the day, although they no doubt get the same kind of calls you do, as being almost unpaid psychologists for the Baltimore sports talk community. These guys, they want to come to you and vent after losses, and you've said some very wise things with regard to that, that you really need to just sit there and listen to them, you know, or they'll go somewhere else would be the risk. We might have lost Rob here.
Absolutely. Yeah, you got to just listen to people. I don't agree with everything they say. You can't. You can place else and listen to information that's factually incorrect. I gotta correct you, because if Kim McCusick, the caller, not the professional, the caller calls in, the listener calls in and says something, and 3 hours, 4 hours later, someone's talking about it, they heard it on the Big Bad Morning Show. They don't know Ken. Ken's a caller. Ken's a listener. If Kim McCusick, the professional, came on and said something that I didn't agree with, well, he can own that because he's known. So when a listener calls in, they get factually incorrect information. Like someone called in the other day and said something. I said, where do you get that from? Well, someone told me, a friend of mine says he works at the facilities. Well, it's the proverbial they. You know, No. That's not what happened. And the whole thing was, he said John Harbaugh, he heard John Harbaugh got fired via text. And I said, if John Harbaugh got fired via text, you don't think that would have been a headline already? That doesn't happen. They were out there for meetings for 5 hours. I'm not letting you say that right now. And for somebody four or five hours from now to say they heard that on a Big Bad Morning Show, because now they're putting us to that. So in cases like that, I'll correct you. But overall, you know, you call in and you don't like Harbaugh, you heard this and you heard that, you say these things about Lamar, you know, you let it roll, but I can disagree with you.
Okay. All right, Rob, thank you for spending a few minutes with us on this topic. I think it's important people, really try and be a little bit measured and level-headed about their respect for Harbaugh out the door. I appreciate you sharing that. Anything you want to plug while you're here? How about you? Tell us about your basketball team now.
No, check us out Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. No more Monday morning quarterback. And also our man Kim McCusick comes on Tuesday to talk film study for two segments. It's become one of my favorite parts of the show over the last 3 or 4 years.
All right. Appreciate you, Rob. Other folks out there, thanks for listening. As always, hit me up with hashtag film study mailbag if you want a 1 to 3 minute video, or I'll put it at the appropriate show, Friday Morning GM or one of the review shows or whatever. Rob, thanks again for joining me. And we'll talk to you next time on Film Study.